And then today's shiur, we are going to finish within 1.5 hours, okay? Because Reb Zev really wants to stay. This should be a quick shiur. This should be a quick shiur. Despite the fact that we're going back, it's going to be a quick shiur, and I think we're going to end a little bit. We're going to end on Chav Beis and Beis on the bottom, 4 lines from the end. Okay. The Mishnah says like this on Chav Beis and Aleph, right? We did the Hadron without you, Rabbi Yaakov. It was very hard for me to say the words Hadron without you, but I did it. I got through it.
But
Hadron. Never mind. If Bezdin is not Makir, the Edim, when they come, Mishalchin Imo Acher, then we send somebody else with the aid to substantiate, to corroborate that this aid is not an axe murderer. Okay?
How do they do that?
He's not Baitus. He's a regular Yid. He's kosher. He's kosher. Says the Mishnah, in the beginning they would take Eidus HaKodesh from anybody. They didn't really ask questions about whether the guy was valid. When the Baitusim came along and ruined everything, as we're going to see in our Gemara what these Baitusim are and what they did. But when they came and they ruined everything, they made a takana that they're only going to accept Eidim from those whom they recognize. And if the Eidim do not recognize the aid, if the Bezdin does not recognize the aid, then the aid has to bring a makir, somebody who recognizes the aid, whom the Bezdin recognizes to say this guy's a kosher yid. Okay, my acher. The Gemara says, what does it mean that Meshalchin also acher lehaido? We send somebody else to testify. Says the Gemara Chad, it means one guy. We just need to send one guy to substantiate that this aid, that these aidim are good. But says the Gemara Bachad mi maheman. Do we believe one person? We never believe one person. The Hatanya, because we have an abraisa that says Maisa, there was a story. Sheba hu ve'edav imo, him, he, the witness, came with his witnesses, meaning with multiple people to corroborate that he was a valid yid. Two, right? Ve'edav imo leheida lav, to testify on him that he was valid and he was a good yid, to testify on the new moon. So we see it's not enough to have one guy testify about the aid. You need to have two. So Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says,
wait. Could this be a different thing altogether? Is that Yisuv Hetter here?
This is an Eidus HaKodesh.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a price on Eidus HaKodesh. It doesn't say it, but that's the assumption. It is an Eidus HaKodesh type of thing. So yeah, it is. So Amar of Papa, what do we say? My Acher, then what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says you send someone else? It's not someone else. It's Zug Acher. You're sending another pair. So when it says Acher, it's actually Lav Dafka, another person. It's actually Zug, another pair of witnesses, right?
Is there a puppet? Who said the first time? Who's the first person who said Chad?
Nobody said it. The Gemara said it.
What does that mean, the Gemara?
The Gemara is Stam. There's no individual.
Now it's Rav Papa. Before it was just the Gemara, now it's Rav Papa.
Correct.
In other words, Rav Papa.
No. Is that changing his mind?
What's wrong with Rav Papa? He's a good guy. What?
My Achim.
A set of two witnesses.
Zug Achim.
Validate the one aid.
Each one gets two.
In this case, it was one aid.
Right,
but you need.
If it were both aid,
then it's six.
You have to have four.
No,
four,
you don't have to have four. You could have two people substantiating the two aid.
Say less than six.
That's good. That works.
If they know both.
If they know.
They know, but they don't. You can have as much as six.
They know.
If not, you can have as much as six.
No,
as much as six.
What?
Know them directly or know of them
directly.
They know them.
In other words. In other words, this is
character reference.
Letter
of reference.
This particular witness, however, they've heard the name, they've heard about
him. They read about him in the newspaper.
Who's
online.
They?
The Bezdin.
No, Bezdin needs to. We need to know these guys are good. We need to know these.
No,
guys.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, suppose they never physically met or spoke with this particular witness. However, he is known, he is known very positively.
Right. His reputation.
Like Obama.
I would think that's good enough.
Yeah.
I would think that's good enough. We consider him makirim, right? Makirin also. You have to be makirin to recognize Then you have to know him well. You don't have to know what color pajamas he wears. You just have to know. If another guy's valid, that he wears pajamas.
That was before the days of fake news. That was before fake news.
Before fake news. It was all pre-fake news.
It's
all pre-fake news. This is a good smart pre-fake news. Okay. Anyway, Amara Papa Mayacher Zugacher. So the Gemara says, how do we know that Zugacher? Hachinami Mistabra. It's actually logical to say that it's a Zugacher. Why? The Ilo Temahachi, because if you're not going to say that, when the Mishnah says, Im Ein Makirin also, in quotes, when the Mishnah says, when we don't recognize him, we don't recognize Oso, him, my Oso. What does it mean if they don't recognize him? Ilema Oso Chad, if you're going to tell me that Oso, they don't recognize him as in one person, the Chad Mi Meheman, but we know one guy is not valid to testify about the new moon. Mishpat Ksivbe. There's a Mishpat, there's a judgment going on here when it comes to the Eidus HaChodesh. So it couldn't be that Oso is Oso that one guy. It's got to be a pair. So Elamai Oso Hazug. What does it mean to say they don't recognize him? It means they don't recognize it, that pair. They don't recognize the pair of witnesses. So Hachanami, my acher, zug acher. Just like Oso has got to mean a pair, because we know that it isn't gonna work if there's one aid testifying about the new moon. So therefore, when it says acher, it also doesn't mean acher is in one guy. It means acher is, it means zug acher. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about zug.
What is?
But there are things where one aid is great.
Like what?
Not
like
this one.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. That's
then don't
that.
Bring it up if you don't know.
So there is a concept of like where first of all, like we're bringing it up.
Done it.
Okay, but not this.
Bringing it up if you don't know.
I've heard that. I don't know if it's like a lucky car.
Yes.
If you don't know.
Right, Mehaman Lake Bay Trey. Okay. There's such a zach. There's such a zach like that. But we're not.
I don't know what you mean it's in, but it is.
Okay. There is such a thing, but we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a stam case. We're talking about a stam case where a general person, we're not talking about a person who's Mehaman Kebei Trey. We have to say that if we're talking in the Mishnah stam, that anytime the Mishnah says Oso or Acher,
Osam and Acherim.
It's got to mean Osam and Achirim. It's got to mean a Zug. It's got to be talking about a pair. Okay?
It's a dictative.
Even if they're Makir one and not the other.
Yeah, they got to be Makir both of them.
At the same time. So in other words, when the other Zug... Another Zug has to come just because of the one guy that they know.
Yeah. Potentially you could be talking about six people. You could be talking about the two witnesses plus two people being Makir, one of the witnesses, and two others being Makir, the other witness. So you could potentially have six people in this courthouse. I hope it's a large enough room.
If they can't walk, then you could even have a whole entourage.
Why not? Why not? Okay, very good. So now says the Gemara, the Chad lo Meheman, the whole assumption was that one person is not believed. To corroborate these witnesses, you want to tell me it's true that one person is not believed? I got a brisa that seems to say that one person is enough, because there's a story. Rebbe Naharai, you like this?
It's okay? A good story. It's a bedtime story.
Of what? There was a story of Rebbe Naharai. It was quoted in Shweki. This is the first time it's quoted in Shweki, and then it's quoted in the Gemara.
Shweki on the left.
Shweki is on the right. There's a ma'isa of Rebbe Naharai shahalach etzel ha'ed lahayid alav b'shabbes b'usha. So there's a story of Rebbe Naharai who went to the witness in order to be made on the witness to substantiate the witnesses. A validity, right? On Shabbos and Usha. So we see that Rabbi Naharai, who was a singular, he was a one person, and yet he came to Usha to validate a witness. So we see it's enough to have one guy validating. You don't need two validators. He's an Adam Chashev, and therefore...
Therefore, his testimony will believe.
Okay, it's an interesting answer. It's an interesting answer. The Gemara does not answer that. But I've seen such an answer. An Adam Chashev Shiny. Okay, what? That what?
This is all the Rabbi anyway. And if we could say the Rabbanan...
He said the guy in the motorcycle.
Exemption. I mean, they would have allowed for one if without a question. They could do
that. Okay, it's interesting. The Gemara does not go there. The Gemara does not go in that direction. Amri, the Gemara answers.
Can I just ask one thing? Where is Usha? Do you know where Usha is?
Usha is. It needs to be somewhere close to Yerushalayim.
Because I mean, Rashi says that they were doing Kiddush Chodesh there. This is not the
four month bias. They moved there. Sanhedrin was exiled. One of the stops was Usha.
Yeah, I thought that was in Yavne though.
There's a few stops, a few places they went.
Usha is one of them.
I'm just curious, don't you?
Yeah, even before I read this, yeah.
Yeah, is it, it's in the notes
100%,
also?
100%, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
it's in the notes, it's fine. I don't even need to look at Rashi. It's in the notes.
No.
Okay.
It says there were ten places there. After Lishkas HaGuzzes, right? They were exiled after the Romans exiled them, and they were moved from place to place 10 times.
One of them was
Usha. It's Gemara. That's why I learned it. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. We learned it.
Okay.
You've done Lamed Aleph already? Why am I getting
shit? I'm saying a long time ago. And so fine, this is one of the places that they were.
In this particular case, one witness came.
Mentions all the places. They were exhausted before the.
Wait, what? Whoa, 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 whoa.
The other aid was already the other witness.
You didn't. Wait, that's the Gemara coming up.
See you later.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. It's over. It's over. That concludes Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine. He just gave away the whole thing. I don't even know why I'm here anymore, guys. I start off with the Dove is giving shear, and then all of a sudden, this guy's already a daf ahead of me. So
I didn't learn well, though.
So the Gemara has a question over here. Rabbi Nahor Rai seems like a singular. And he's being made on this guy, so it seems like one guy is enough to be makir. So says the Gemara, two answers. Amri, the answer. Rabbi Nahor Rai sada achrina have behadei. No, really, Rabbi Nahor Rai came with somebody else. He was with somebody else who was makir the edim. Now, why does it say in the Braisa that it was only Rabbi Nahor Rai? The hadalo chashuv lei. Why doesn't it say that it's a second guy with Rabbi Nahor Rai? Mishum kvodo shel Rabbi Nahor Rai. Because of the covet of Rabbi Nahor Rai, the Braisa doesn't want to mention anybody but him. Because it was just a nobody. It was a Joe Schmo, all right, or a Yossi Shmashi. So, so I just thought about that. It's great. So because of the covenant of Rabbi Nahor Rai, he was a Adam Chashuv, and the guy with him, Lechor, was not. So therefore, the Braisa only mentions Rabbi Nahor Rai. But really, Rabbi Nahor Rai was with somebody else the whole time. Rav Ashi has a different teretz. Rav Ashi gives a teretz that you don't have to be mishamish the Braisa. You don't have to fix up the Braisa for this. Rav Ashi Amar, Rabbi Nahor Rai sada achrina hava ba'usha. Rabbi Nahor Rai there was another witness that was in Usha. Rabbi Nahor Rai was going to that to substantiate this witness with another guy in Usha. So Rabbi Nahor Rai was coming from Yahapitzville. He was coming into Usha, and he knew there was another guy with that was going to be in Usha that was going to testify to substantiate the other witnesses. So that's why Rabbi Nahor Rai was able to do it, not because he was a singular.
He emailed Shabbos that he was going to be there.
They WhatsApped.
And he told them to meet me in Usha.
Meet me in Usha. Right, exactly. Meet me in Usha. Right? That's like the newest hangout is Usha.
Well, that's the place where they have to be the witnesses.
Yeah. So, V'azu Rabbi Nahor Rai, Latz Trufa Ba'adei. Rabbi Nahor Rai went to be mitzdaref with the other guy to substantiate the witnesses. That's what really happened. That's what Rav Ashi says the Teirutz is. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, well, if that's the case, my Lamimra, what's the Chiddush here anymore? What is this Braisa telling me? He's coming with two people. What's the big Zach? So the Gemara says, Mahu the Tema, I might think, Misveka lo Mechalalinan Shabasa. If there's a suffake whether the aid is going to be there or not, we're not even positive that there's going to be an aid there. Rabbi Nahor Rai is coming from Yahapitzville to substantiate an aid who may or may not be in Yerushalayim to testify. Maybe I would say, we're not going to have Rabbi Nahor Rai b'machalo Shabbos to substantiate a witness who may or may not be in his house at the time that he's there. So the Gemara says, no, Kamash Malan, we're going to have him do it. Afal Pikein, even though it could be that the aid is not even there after the Rabbi Nahor Rai being machal. What?
Says he was there. Sada Achrina Hava Ba'ush, he was there.
Sada Achrina to testify on the aid.
You got lucky.
On the aid. But we don't have the aids there.
Oh, he knew about the other witness.
He knew that the other, right, he knew the other makir.
What's happened?
He knew the makir was there, but he didn't know if the aid was there. It wasn't positive, right? The WhatsApp wasn't working in El Shabbos. It was a bad connection.
Only for one of them, but not for the other one.
So therefore, even Misveka, we're going to have Rabbi Nahor Rai be a Mechal Shabbos. It's unbelievable. This whole thing is like it's taken on like a mind of its own. This whole Chilul Shabbos thing. You're not allowed to be. You're not only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Eidus HaChodesh, but you can even be Mechal Shabbos to be makir in aid, and you can even be Mechal Shabbos if the makir is unsure if there's going to be an aid. It's really unbelievable. Anyway. I don't want you guys to lose sleep over this tonight, all right? You're going to be all right?
Okay.
Here we go. The rest of the Gemara is very, very simple. Kiyasa Ula. When Ula came, Amar, he said, Kijuel Yarcha b'marava. Ula came into Bavel, and he said, you should know, guys, they were Makadesh the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Amar of Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Lomi baya Ula de Gavra Rabahu. Not just Ula is believed, because he's a Gavra Rabah. The Mehman. Ella Afilu Inish de Alma. Even a regular Joe Schmo or Yashi Shmasi is still going to be believed, Nami Meheman, my timer, because Kol Milsa David La Gluye Loma Shakri Ba Inchi. We have an assumption, we have a chazaka, that anything which is Avida La Gluye, anything which is going to be known in the near future anyway, we're going to assume that a guy is not going to be Meshaker to say that that's the case. So therefore, Ula, or any Joe Shmo that comes in, is going to be able to say...
One man, they don't even need two.
One man. One man's good enough. This is not to be testified, you understand? This is not to testify. This is just to say that there was a testimony. This is like a shliach.
Reporting the news.
Right, he's reporting the news, right? Any reporter is believed nowadays. Any reporter is believed nowadays. So, we're going to believe anybody.
They had no fake news in
the last year. The shluchim went by themselves.
Yeah, the shluchim went by themselves. He's a shliach.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't know the shluchim more. They were not necessarily...
They were Yassi Shvassis.
Same idea.
Yeah, it's the same idea. It's exactly the same thing. It's no different.
Lamaisa.
It's a shliach, essentially. He's not a shliach. He wasn't sent by Bezdin.
No, there's no shliach. Only 6 months with shliach. This is a different month.
He just came in. He came into Bavel. He happened to be taking a stroll, right? He took a wrong left. He came into Bavel. He said, they were Mekadosh Chodesh.
But we learned in that other Gemara that the guy who didn't hear Mekudosh.
Yeah, that's specific to Tishrei and Nisan. This is not Tishrei and Nisan. This is just Stam Ula coming in on Kislev, and he's saying they were Mekadosh.
Even Joe Schmo.
Yes, he's funny, but yeah, same thing.
Willy Billy.
Okay. So, Tanya Namihachi, it's going to be known anyway, so we don't assume the guy's going to lie. Tanya Namihachi, we have a bracelet to support the statement of Rav Kahana. Ba echad b'sofa olam. If a guy came from the end of the world, meaning a Yasir Shmasi. And Ba'amar, and he said, Kidju Bezin es HaChodesh. He said that Bezin was Makadosh HaChodesh, so he came from Yahapitzvel. Neman, he's going to be Neman. Why? Because again, the Rav Kahana's assumption is anything that's Avida Legluya, anything that's going to be revealed in the next coming days, we're not going to assume that somebody's going to come in and be Meshaker about it. Okay, interesting. Anyway, the Mishnah at the end said, Barishona, in the beginning, they were Makabal Edus HaChodesh from anybody. When the Baitusim came along and switched it up, and started to make problems, then they made a takana that they were only going to accept Edus HaKodesh from Makirim, from people that bez the Makir. Okay, so let's hear a story, shall we? Let's hear a story. I'm in the mood for a story. Barishona hayim makam Edus HaKodesh b'kol adam. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Now, should we go there? I'm not going to go there. I can't do that. Tanura, what? Yeah, Moshe, I have a question for you. When the Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan, how many Rabbanan are we talking about? Come on! It's a Tanu Rabbanan!
Okay, come on. You have to make the same trip at least once every month. Right?
At least once
David,
a month.
David,
to the moon!
I love you to the moon and back. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, ma kilkul kilkulu habaitusim. What was this kilkul? What did they mess up? Or what did these baitusim do? So verse is like this. Pamachas bikshu baitusim lahatos es chachamim. There was one time in which the baitusim wanted to fool the chachamim. Rashi says that it was Adar. It was at the end of Adar. It was Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they wanted to fool.
Right,
okay.
Ulterior motive.
Ulterior motive.
They wanted to show that their interpretation of the
their interpretation.
Right. It was a religious issue. They wanted
religious
to show that
issue.
They were right. They weren't just trying to trick them stamp.
The rumor of the wall.
Something like
very
that.
Very firm, and they thought they were like Sadukim. That by Kusum,
Sadukim.
They believe the same idea about Machmas Hashavas.
Anyway, they wanted to fool the Chachamim, and so what did they do? Sachru Shnei Bnei Adam. They hired two people, Bedala Mea Zuz, for 400 Zuz, I guess 200 each. Echad mishalanu ve'echad mishalahem. They ended up hiring one guy that was working for them and one guy who was working for us. He was a double agent. They thought that he was working for them, but really he was working for us, and he had snuck in there. What?
Good pop dad.
Exactly. Shalahem hey yedei duso v'yatza. Their witness, whom they hired at 200, he went in, testified obviously falsely, and then he left. Shalanu. But our witness, the guy who was actually a kashra yid and was double agenting, so he was amru lo. So the chazal when they checked him to see if he saw the new moon properly, they said to him, Emor, tell us, Ketzad ra'isa es halavana, how did you see the new moon? And Abraham he says to them, Ole ha'isi b'malei adumim. I went up to Malei adumim. This is the Malei adumim.
Is it really?
Yeah, the Chor, it's the same Malei adumim. Yeah, it's the same area.
Didn't annex it yet.
What?
They still didn't annex it.
They still didn't annex Malei adumim, exactly. It's still not. Yeah, they were about a week away from annexing Malei adumim.
That's next on. It's next on Trump.
Right by the river.
Yeah, yeah. So,
by the river.
V'reisiv, he says, I saw the new moon, and you should know. Shehu revelt ben beis slime. It was crouched. The new moon was crouched between two rocks. Rosh Adoma LaEgel, the head of the moon was similar
like a man
to
in the moon.
Like a man on the moon, right? Andy
man
Kaufman.
In the moon. The story. He looked like a man. It was crouching.
You know, it was like, yeah.
His head was like this.
Rosh Adoma LaEgel. His ears head like was this. Similar to a calf. Aznav Domin Legdi. His ears were similar to a
man.
A goat. Harnav Domos Litzvi. Its horns were similar to a deer. And the Zanvo, its tail, Munachas lo ben yarchosav, were laying between its thighs. This is how the moon looked. V'hitzatzdibo, and I looked at, I gazed at this moon, v'nirtati, and I became very afraid. V'niflesi l'achore, and I fell backwards. V'im einatem ma'aminim li, and if you don't believe me with all of these descriptions that I just gave you, Hare Masayim Zuz, here is 200 Zuz to prove it. Smurinli Misadini that are tied up in my
pouch. Wait, what is that? The 200
Zuz? In my belt.
He's making Lachora, he's making a joke.
April Fool's joke.
He's making a joke.
He's making a mockery.
And what, it's even right, similar to a thing. Does that make sense? No. He's making a joke. And if you don't believe me, here's 200 Zuz to prove it. He's telling the whole thing as a mockery
of Baitusim. Exactly.
Of the Baitusim who are making
exactly.
a mockery.
Exactly.
Secular Jew makes fun of
He was good. He was exactly.
I thought you said the bad guy was first and this is the good guy.
This is the good guy.
The bad
he
guy left.
He was hired by the Baitusim, but he's actually going to be telling on the Baitusim, telling them I was hired by the Baitusim.
You had to do it in a very dramatic way, though.
If I just tell you the punchline, it's not even funny anymore. That was the punchline.
You couldn't just say it. You had to say it in a very dramatic way.
Yeah, he's being dramatic. He's being funny.
And he showed the dog.
He made a story about the whole man in the moon with the crouching.
So he says like this.
A moon that looks like a person.
Amrulo, so they said to him, Mi is kikacha lakach. Who forced you to do this? Who made you do this? Amar Lahem, he said to them, this is what happened. Shamati, I heard from the Baitusim, Shebikshu Baitusim Lahatos Eskachanim. I heard that the Baitusim want to actually fool you guys. So Amarti, I said, I'm going to be a double agent. Elich Ani Ve'odi Lahem. I'm going to go couched as a Baitus, but really I'm going to be a Kashra Yid. Shema Yavo Bnei Adam She'enim Mehuganim, because lest they hire people who are truly not good, like the first guy. V'yitu as chachamim, and they're actually going to fool chachamim. The chachamim are going to make a chaser month when it shouldn't be, and it's going to be a problem. Amrulo, so the chachamim said to this guy, Masayim Zuz, the 200 Zuz that you were paid, Nesunim lach b'matana.
This is reward.
It's going to be your reward as a gift for what you did. V'hasor chrecha, and your renter, the people who hired you, Yimatech ala amud, they're going to be stretched on the pillar, meaning they're going to suffer their malchus.
I feel they're going to be hung, but it doesn't mean that.
No, it means they're going to be flogged, as you right, if you will.
They're going to be waterboard.
You have to say it's malchus rabbanu.
Waterboard.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, the baitusim. We're going to get them, and we're going to whip them. Yeah. Yeah.
The baitusim were Jewish.
Yeah, they were Jewish. They were Jewish.
They were subject to the laws of the Torah. Okay.
They were subject to the laws of the Torah. If anybody wants extra reading, which is very interesting, Tosas Zibramas Lahatos is very, very interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, Ba'osa Shah, At that moment, Hiskinu, they made a chachamim, Shaloyu Makablim Elamanakirin. They're only going to be Makabal Edis Achodesh from those whom they recognize. Because otherwise, the Baitusim are going to come up and they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. And that, my friends, is the story of the Baitusim. Is that fun? It was fun for me.
It sounds from this that the Baitusim never actually succeeded in fooling the Rabbanim.
Correct, they didn't succeed. Baruch
but
Hashem.
They got close, and then at that point, Rabbanim said, that's it, enough.
Exactly.
We need
alibi. That's exactly. We need to have
the next problem. People succeeded in tricking the Kutim, right? The next mission.
You just gave the whole thing away. Thanks a lot.
Doing the next mission?
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
They succeeded.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. We have a lot of trickers at this today.
All right. How is he going to keep the 200?
I don't know.
Swiss
bank account.
What a federal witness protection.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Tony Gambino. Okay, here we go. The Mishnah says like this. Barishona, in the beginning, Hayumasin Masos, they would put up torches. This is the torches to notify people that there was a Kiddush HaChodesh, right? The Bezim would send
like bonfires, no?
What? Bonfires. Yeah, essentially bonfires. They were really torches, as you're going to see. You'll see in the Mishnah, they're torches.
Torches, one piece of wood, a bonfire is
Yeah. They're torches. Mishapilkalu Akutim, when Akutim came along and they made things rough for the Chachamim, Hiskinu Chacham made a takana, Shum Shluchin Yotzin, that they would send out Shluchin. So Shluchin were actually not in the Chachila. It was actually quite expensive to send out the Shluchin because you had to pay them. And it was not efficient because the Shluchin can only go as fast as the horses can go. But the fire can go quite quickly. You get from one fire to the other fire within a few minutes. You had everybody knowing about it, so it was really a convenient thing that the Kutim really messed up. Anyway,
WhatsApp group.
What?
Like a WhatsApp group.
It was like a WhatsApp group, right? It was like the primitive WhatsApp group. Yeah. Yes, correct. But again, I refer you to Tosas Ibramaskal Hatos Chachamim, which is to me a little bit of a pella. It could be that it could be there was a difference between the Baitusim and the Kutim in this regard, because I think that that Tzedukim, I don't know if the Tzedukim are synonymous with the Baitusim, because if you look at the Tosas says that they actually held of a drasha. So I'm not sure exactly what drashas they held by, the Baitusim held by, and what drashas they didn't hold by. But at any rate.
Machwas Hashemus, right?
Yeah, but that's not a drasha. That's Mafurish in the Pasuk. Yeah, according to Tosis, they held up a different drasha. I'm not going to get involved in it. But anyway, Ayin Sham. But anyway, the Mishnah says like this. Ketzad Hayumasin Masals. How did they do the torch flinging?
Spread like fire. The word spread like fire.
It spread like fire. Very good. Da-da-cha. Okay, very good. I don't even need to make jokes anymore. I got this guy over here.
You'd be pretty good.
Very good. Spread like fire. Okay, Mavian Kloon Sals. Or if you're in California, spread like wildfire.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. Very good.
We got Los Angeles tonight.
Very good. We got Los Angeles on tap. Okay, I just spoke to my mother in LA.
Light it up.
Keitza Hayumasin Masos. Not really. That's a bad matzah over there. Keitza Hayumasin Masos. What?
There's fires again in California?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. There's hundreds of thousands of people are gone.
I have family in California.
Where in California?
Northern California, Sacramento.
No. This is down south. This is by LA. This is by the valley.
It's already entering Los Angeles.
Shut down freeways and everything. Everything's shut down in LA. Everything's shut down. Oh. Schools are out.
David, maybe I missed something.
It doesn't. It was so bad this year. It doesn't matter.
Maybe I missed something.
Probably did.
You know.
About the wildfires in LA? I can tell you.
Before that.
Okay.
Before that.
When disrupted the process, then they began sending messengers out.
Correct.
Okay, but the messengers themselves, as I understand, had to carry a payment from the best.
Lachora. I didn't see it anywhere, but it makes sense.
Well,
certainly, and it had a lot of paper in
the notes.
Oh, it's an art scroll. Oh, very good. There it is. There it is. That came down from a Lach Moshe Sinai. Very good.
Okay.
There it is. It makes sense. It's Mistaber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't we say anyone's Nema?
What?
For anyone's Nema? Why should they need to do that?
No. Anybody's Nema to say that they were. Why are you saying? Why do they need a Tuda? If the Shulchan. Oh, you're right.
And if they're going to be late, you don't even need them.
You should be right.
Anyone's neman.
Yeah, you're right. Why do they have to have a petek? Why do they have to have a note?
Because they're messengers.
So what? And, we just learned before that Ula came down and Rav Kahana said not just Ula's believed, but anybody's believed.
Because you can't get away with a lie.
Can you find me that footnote, please?
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'm going to finish the rest of the Gemara without you. Okay?
Here.
But you wrote
this. No, but I wrote it relating to what it said in the footnote.
This is so famous.
He quotes the Meiri. He quotes the Meiri. It's very interesting because why Lechora, according to... You're right. Why does Meiri say this? Why do you need a petek? If anybody's believed.
It's a
Pella. I don't know.
All right, right.
It's a good question. I don't know. Wait. I don't know why the Meiri says that.
Wait, what?
Oh, man.
This is an official thing from
I thought we were going to get on. I thought I was going to have Shabbos.
I got here in 10 minutes ago.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
The proof is in the what? They
pudding.
Not now.
Keitzad hayumasin masos. How did they make these torches? Mevi'in klun sol shel erez arukin. They used to bring these poles, very long poles of cedar wood. Vekanim and reeds, va'atzei shemen, and I guess olive wood. Una'ora shel pishtan, and flax of, or strips of flax. Vekorech b'meshicha, and they would tie it up with a string. Va'ola l'rosh ahar, and they would go up to the top of the mountain. U'matzis b'ayna sa'or, and they would light the torch on fire. U'molich u'mevi u'mali u'morid, they would go up and down and side to side like we do with a lulav and esrig. Ad shehu roa es chaveiro, until a guy sitting on the next mountain saw him, shehu ose bo b'rosh ahar ha'sheni. When he saw that he was doing it, then he could stop because the second guy was taking over in his mountain. V'chein b'rosh ahar ha'shlishi, so too was happening in the third mountain, and the fourth mountain, and the fifth mountain. There were five total mountains. U'me'ayin hayim asin masos. Now, from where did they start? Mehar ha'mishcha, they started from the Har ha'mishcha, l'sartava, to the mountain of Sartava, u'me'sartava l'l'grufina, to the Grufina mountains, right? If you want to know where these are, just ask Moshe.
Yerushalayim,
north.
It goes, yes, it's Yerushalayim going north all the way to Bavel, towards Bavel.
With five mountains that did the whole
thing.
Yes. The Gemara's going to discuss how this was. Because it's not, according to the Gemara, it's not Pashut that it was just five mountains. But right now the Mishnah says it was five mountains happening. What? It was going towards Bavel.
Why only north? Why not south towards Beersheba?
I'm guessing there wasn't...
What's the purpose of going south? Go to the water?
Because there are Jews south. He's saying, how did the Jews...
After what?
Right.
At this point...
The Jews west, probably like Yafo, right? And
it's mostly
like
for the Gullahs, though. It's mostly for Jews in the west.
Why do Jews and Gullahs have to know any more than Jews in the west?
Jews in Babel. There were.
What?
I think there were more Jews in Babel.
There were more, but I'm saying there were still Jews in
Egypt.
In L'chora, there were Jews everywhere. All right, I don't know the answer. That's going to be your assignment. You had an assignment last time that you didn't do, so now you have the double assignment.
What was that assignment?
You have to remember. I can't remember this, David, so you got to write these things down.
One question.
Okay, if you wrote them a footnote, then I don't want to... Okay, no.
I'm asking a question.
Yeah, that's good.
In between the mountains, okay, the people that lived in the valleys...
They saw a picture.
It had to be bigger than that. Mechora.
Hello?
I know that guy. Yeah, go ahead.
What, you're on top of the mountain?
If they happen to be looking when guy number one on this mountain hit guy number two on the next mountain, okay, and then the guy on number two in the next mountain, what happens to the people in the valley in between if they didn't see this guy?
They watched it on television.
Words,
they saw it online.
My understanding is each mountain they had to keep going.
Keep going.
Okay? Not this guy takes over for this guy.
As long as the guy in the valley.
Yeah, but the guy's in the valley in between.
As long as he sees one, it's good. As long as he sees one fire, he's good.
But these people in the valley, are they going to see this guy or are they going to see this guy?
It doesn't really matter. I don't think it matters.
You know, it, as to where they live.
It doesn't matter which one they see.
I don't know.
The point was the relay to get to the Gullus, mostly, right? That was the point of it.
No, they're playing relay, but the people in between, this guy on the second mountain is going to the third mountain. You follow me?
Yeah.
The people between the first and second mountain.
I don't follow.
Oh, David,
I don't follow. I'm sorry.
Does it make sense?
I don't follow either, actually.
It as doesn't long as make
sees,
sense
as long
to
as
me.
As long as he sees a fire. Does he see a fire or not?
I don't know. That's the point. I don't, you know, maybe he sees it, maybe they see it, maybe they don't. If they don't look at the right time, they don't see it.
Word will get out, though.
Right. They watch it online or they watch the news.
And they'll say, oh, you didn't see it? Well, I saw it. And
yeah, the word travels pretty fast. And they have...
One of those taxis that goes around.
It's not a torch like this. It's a massive torch. They see it. Wherever you're standing in the valley, you can see it either here or here.
But maybe they're inside a building, you know, and they can't see it.
See, he was sleeping.
Really? What?
See, he was sleeping.
You don't celebrate Yom Tov.
What?
People in the valley see it. They tell their neighbor.
Tell the Rex wife and everybody else.
All right.
So it's easier if Mashiach comes. They won't have to do this, right? No, actually.
Don't come out tonight.
Lachavra. Okay, here we go. Umigrafina lachavra and mechavra and lebeis built-in. These are the five mountains, what they're called. Okay. Umibeis built-in. Now, when they got the beis built-in, which is the final mountain, towards Bavel, Lozaz Misham, the guy did not move from there, they kept on doing it. Elamolich Umevi Umalu Morid, Ajahaya Roa Kol Hagola Lefanov Kimaduras Ish. Everybody in Bavel would light up their torches and then everybody knew. And that's how word traveled.
Well, everyone lit torches in Bavel, I didn't learn a commission like that. Everyone lit torches like that?
Ajahaya Roa Kol Hagola Lefanov Kimaduras Ish. Everybody in Bavel, that's what it looks like. It looks like everybody lit torches.
Right.
No, how do you read it?
No, I'm looking in the Kahati. I don't know exactly, but okay. It says here that it looked to him like a bonfire. And was, even though it was just one, it looked like a bonfire. I don't know how though. I don't understand.
Okay.
Go on.
Here we go. Says the Gemara. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain it, so we'll get there eventually. Now says the Gemara. The Mishnah said Barishona Hayam Masiyin Masos. What does that mean? So what's that lashon of masi and masal? So it says the Gemara, my mashma de masi and lishna de yikud hu. How is it mashma that the word masiyan is a lashon of fire? Where do we get that from? So the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you from a pasuk in Malachim. Dichsiv vayas aim David ve'anashav. David and his people put it on fire. Vayisa aim. He put it on fire. So he didn't just lift it up, he put it on fire. Sorry, it's in Shmuel, I'm sorry.
He burnt.
The Targum Onkelos explains Vayisa'em as V'uk Dinan David, and David lit it on fire. So we see that is actually a lushan of putting it on.
Is it Onkelos?
No, Yonasan, Targum Yonasan, who is also a Tana. Also a Tana. And we're going to stop here. Let me just see what time we're at. It's been 38 minutes. So we spent about at least 8 minutes on the last laugh. So it was about a 30-minute cheer.
But that was all Mavato. They got rid of